Life just got a little better, thanks to Merry Man Earn.
The following information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is for informational and educational purposes only. You should always consult a qualified healthcare practitioner for all of your healthcare needs. Hello, this is Mike King with Merry Man Herbs. It's a Better Life show. And today we have with us again Chris Pajak. He's a CNHP, and he's going to explain what that means. He is with the Talia Herbal Company. Actually, Chris is like a master distributor. He's certified. Tell us again what CNHP stands for, Chris. Hello.
Yes, sir, Mike. Hello. It stands for Certified Natural Health Professional.
All right.
But I'm also a nutritional counselor and wellness coach, and my passion is nutrition, helping people with nutrition and, if need be, supplementation.
Awesome. And I know you're a very healthy-looking guy. You really look a lot younger than you are, and you're in great health. You take great care of yourself and others around you. You know, sometimes those of us that are in the health industry, we end up taking care of all kinds of people around us, friends and family and pets and the whole bit. So, and again, a lot of us can't prescribe or diagnose, but we can certainly educate people. And that's what we're going to be doing here today. We're going to be talking about a new product. It is in the Talia Herbal line. Tell us a little bit about Talia. Now, I did an interview, and they can look, the listeners can look back on our website, www.merryman.com/radio, or just click on me, Mike on the Radio, on our homepage. You can look up the shows. Again, this would be one that would be about the different oils, the natural oils that we're selling that are absolutely super high quality. But I'm going to be quiet here a little bit and let you talk about that. Again, it's Talia Herbal, and Sarkan, I interviewed him. If you want to get some better or even more information, drill down. I mean, we have hundreds of shows now on our website, their podcast. So tell us a little bit more about Talia and where they're from and how long they've been in business and what they do for their quality.
Sure. Well, Talia's been in business since 2003. They have nutritional supplements. In fact, today, like you mentioned, Mike, we're going to be talking about their ADM product, which is phenomenal for liver health. They are Turkish. The gentleman I work for resides in Chicago, but his partner runs their manufacturing plant in Turkey, and they do grow some of their own herbs. In fact, one of the components in this product we're going to talk about today, they grow.
Wow.
From their own. So Everything is checked for pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and it meets the standards of organic standards in Europe. Not that the product state organic, but their goal is in the future to have that stamp on their products USDA certified. Although even though it meets those standards, they haven't taken that step yet, but that's their goal. So, but in my opinion, anything grown in other countries such as Turkey, you know, the Mediterranean, you have phenomenal quality.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I think the European standard is actually a little stricter than ours, but it's just getting the license and getting the validation so we could put that USDA organic stamp on the product. And I know last time I talked to Sirkan, he was getting very, very close to doing that. Now, it's coming from a pristine area. You know, sometimes you think about Europe and you may think, oh, you know, there's pollution or waste or whatever, particularly like when we talk about things from China, maybe even India. Sometimes people think the quality is lower, but there are a lot of regions in Europe that are even more pristine than anything you could find here in the United States. And Turkey is one of those regions. And then the other thing, too, is if you're a manufacturer, distiller, processor at the source, you're going to be able to get the crop when it's peaked, get it processed, and get it to the U.S. This is something that I'm seeing that a lot of the other companies that we may buy from and some of these other oil companies, they're actually buying from Talia, putting their label on it, but it may be sitting in a warehouse for months, whereas with us, it's shipped over immediately direct to us and put into our store. And
fresh product.
Yeah.
A lot of nutrition left in the product.
Well,
that's what we want.
And we're dealing with a botanical, so it's like an apple. If that apple's been
what happens at the time? It loses its nutritional value.
Exactly. The antioxidants are diminished. The really good volatile organic compounds, they're diminished. So you're not going to get the results with some of these other products that you would with a fresh product from Merryman, from Talia Herbal, that's direct, that deals direct with the grower, that's a manufacturer that's selling to other people under their label. And actually, these people are selling third party. We're selling direct under the Talia label. Now, the other thing that I think my customers are going to really like about this product line is the price. We're a lot of times three, four times less expensive. So this product we're going to talk about today normally probably be maybe $30, $40, maybe upwards of almost $80 or $100. and I know we have it for less than $20. So it's a super quality product, and is this in a capsule, right? Because a lot of these others are droppers or what we call tinctures or the oils. Yeah. This is in a capsule form because it's actually a nutritional supplement, correct?
It is. And Mike, prior to going into the product, I just want to mention to your listeners.
Oh, please, yes.
Being a CNHP and nutritional counselor and wellness coach, that is my very part-time business. My full-time business is I have a natural brokerage business.
Okay.
Meaning I take on companies and they pay me commission to sell their products. Now, what I want to stress and emphasize is I don't, and you know me, we've known each other for a long time.
Oh, yes.
I don't just take on any line, any product.
Oh, no.
They have to meet my very, very strict specification because of my initials and my title. Because I look at it, would I recommend this to my client? Would I take it myself? I can't emphasize enough that I look for the best of the best of the respective category.
Right. Well,
I'm most confident about this company.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And you've always impressed me. So, you know, you've brought products to me, and I don't know, back in the day before I really got to know you well, because I get pounded on by salespeople. And
sure.
I'm kind of jaded, and I'm a little skeptical. And you know me really well, Chris. And so I remember when you brought me the Prevagen that time. I'm like, okay, yeah, right. This calcium binding protein, I'm going to take two or three pills and see a difference. And you were very honest. You said, oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was the Genicol, right. And yeah, you said, well, give it a couple weeks. Well, I remember I took two. You said to take three. And the next day I woke up, I'm like, oh my gosh, something's different. And I actually ripped my knee out recently, and I've been taking the Genicol Plus with all of that. It's been phenomenal. But we're not going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about the ADM. But anyway, when I have a product in my store, particularly from most of my salespeople and most of the people that I deal with, they have already checked it out. It's certified. It's standardized. It's gone through quality control. And then I look at it, and again, I'm an herbal specialist in, you know, everything that I do. And I've been in the industry, and I joke around, I've been in the industry for over 100 years. I look at it.
Oh, come on. Oh, yeah. Mike, really the truth. 99.
Okay, 99. Yeah, that's right. So anyway, and I look at it. I take a close look at it. And a lot of times I will require, and I never forget, Phil Hess came in one time. He's another broker too, and he's like, oh, Mike, I got all the clinical studies, because he knows how I am. He's like, look at this, it's really for real. On the Restore product, he goes, look, this is a clinical study, it'll get rid of the glyphosate out of your liver, you know. And I'm like, okay, there's a study. No, there's a bunch of them, and they're human studies, and they're gold standard. And I'm like, okay, all right, Phil, calm down. You know, there's a good chance I'll carry the product. So I love it.
We want to see that.
Right. So all the products are vetted, and they generally are going to go through two or three or four different levels of looking at that quality and looking at the product to make sure it meets the Merryman standards. ADM, I'm thinking that stands for artichoke, dandelion, and milk thistle, correct?
Yes, it does.
All right. Now, you told me that it also has this really awesome lavender in it, and I have never seen... Yeah. A liver health, and I'm assuming this may be a liver health cleanse. You'll have to explain it, but I've never seen anyone with lavender. So I don't know where you want to begin, Chris, but I'm going to kind of just say, Chris, tell me about this product, what it does, how much we should be taking, and how we're going to feel, and why it's got what it has in it, because it's a unique formula.
Well, to hit the lavender aspect, that's the uniqueness.
Right? Okay.
I mean, we do see formulas with milk thistle, artichoke, and dandelion, mainly milk thistle. You do see a few with artichoke added, but this formula with the lavender leaf, that's the uniqueness of it.
That's very different.
Lavender, correct. If we do the research, lavender on the liver does a couple things. One, it detoxes.
Okay.
It really does. And
Two,
and you know as well as I, what lavender is known to do, what most people use it for, what we recommend it for anxiety and to relax.
Calming.
So,
There's
a cool thing. The liver and the mind work together. And if you have a toxic liver, possibly a toxic mind. So what the lavender does, it relaxes the liver. I'm not going to say, you know, there's not obtain amounts. There's 150 milligrams of the lavender for two capsules.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very nice sufficient amount to do such, to do what it's known to do, to detox and also relax the liver a little.
Okay, I need you to stop for 1 minute here because there's a lot going on in the industry. I just got off vacation, and I think my wife's like, You brought like 50, 60 pounds of magazines and books. You brought all these boxes and you've gone through all of them on vacation. So are you advanced now or superior? I'm like, well, I'm never superior, but I may be a little more advanced.
She always teases me,
but I try to stay on top. What I'm reading now is the old school of, okay, we used to have herbals. We used to have singles. Okay, here's a single herbal for, let's just say, not even an adaptogenic tonic. It's like melatonin. Instead of taking a drug to go to sleep, a single, again, a single silver bullet, a lot of the industry was looking at silver single bullets and trying to replace or be competitive with, say, like melatonin as a sleep aid for, you know, that silver single bullet for sleep to help you sleep better. Of course, a lot of times when you use the supplements and nutritional supplements, you get some phenomenal side benefits rather than side effects or a poisoning effect. So there's a big difference right there. But what the point I'm trying to make is what we're seeing, and this is fairly new, what we're seeing in the industry is like Life Seasons, and like this formula from your company is that they are looking at a holistic viewpoint. And this is where, again, when you're dealing with a pharmaceutical, it's usually a silver bullet. Sometimes there's a little bit of a combo, but you don't see that very often. But in our industry now, we're seeing this really amazing holistic. Let's look at the mental, emotional, the nutritional, the detox, and put it all in one formulation, and that's how the body works, and people are absolutely getting better results than they could with even any pharmaceutical. There's the side benefits. It is really becoming very, very amazing. And then, of course, you know, we're looking at the price. You know, one of my friends was joking the other day of how beneficial magnesium can be for depression, and maybe that's all that's really needed. Yeah, it's going to be, I mean, and it's so much cheaper, you know, like maybe a dollar for magnesium versus a pharmaceutical that would be $100 or $200 by weight, more.
Yes. So, well, I will tell you, as far as the holistic approach,
yes.
I'm glad you brought them up, because not that this formula is, it's in no way a Chinese formula.
Right.
But the Chinese holistic way of thinking is, instead of taking one single herb or an issue, take many.
Right.
Depends. The issue was five, six, what, because they work synergistically together.
Balancing the yin and the yang. Yes. Synergy. Right.
Better than by their lonesome.
Right.
And not that Talia was thinking this way, but it would make sense. Milk thistle, artichoke, dandelion, and lavender leaf, they're working phenomenal together.
Right, and we've talked about adaptogens, too, with Sarah. We did a show with Sarah Burden in the Life Seasons and the adaptogenic end of it. And, again, that comes under a specialized definition. But when we talk about adaptogen, holistic, balancing, supportive.
Synergistically together.
Yes. So that's, I'm, you know, just you talking about the lavender and how it does so many things. And then, okay, the artichoke, the dandelion, the milk thistle. I'm excited here, Chris.
Same here.
Yeah.
Well, the lavender, the great thing about the lavender, Mike, too, is they grow it on their own farm.
Okay.
So they police it, even though you know, the milk thistle, dandelion, and artichoke are also in the product.
Right.
That's not from the own farm, but they buy from respective farmers that don't use pesticides, herbicides, fungicides.
Right.
And they check it. They check all their products.
Oh, and they know their farmers. They do know their, maybe they don't own the farm, but they know their suppliers and their farmers, and, you know, they know all about the process, and then they test on top of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
They do. So they test it themselves. Yeah, it always comes back negative, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, heavy metals, et cetera. Right.
And if it doesn't, they don't put it in the batch. But from what I understand, the processors and the farmers, they're so clean that nothing ever happens anyway. But it's always good to test, because there's always a chance for a mistake somewhere, you know, maybe somebody accidentally got the Chinese shipment mixed up with the European.
Don't say that.
What? Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I'm joking.
I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead.
So this product is known to help as far as detoxification of the liver and, you know, liver health, liver detoxification. And a little relaxing in the liver, too.
Wow. Oh, yeah, the liver would be relaxed. Yeah, yeah.
So it's just, even John Hopkins has said the liver and mind are related.
Yes.
So we know the liver is your filter, and it's a powerful, powerful, phenomenal organ, but it needs assistance. It does, especially how we're eating nowadays, all the chemicals, you know, the body's working hard to digest, filter out these chemicals. So the liver needs help. That's where this product comes in. And we know, Mike, you know as well as I, there's so much research on milk thistle.
Oh, it's...
And all the components.
Yeah, we could talk all day about the milk thistle, and a lot of people just take milk thistle. And it's really good also, you know, it's one of the core things because it's very beneficial for that fatty liver, and that's kind of a hard thing to address. And I get a lot of customers that come in, they're like, I never drank, I didn't think I was around a lot of toxins, I really, you know, and I've watched my diet, but I still have a fatty liver. And I think some people are predisposed to, as they age, maybe, you know, and you get a little bit of that belly fat, actually, and I notice you don't have any. You don't have the dad body. You got the six pack, or you're really close to it. Yeah, and I was like, okay, Chris, what are you doing now? And you don't starve yourself. You really watch your diet. No cheating. I see that from you.
I eat a lot of food. I eat the nature's food.
Nature's food.
That's what I create. So
milk,
that's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Regarding this product, it's ADM. It's nature's food for the liver.
Wow.
It really is.
Wow.
And again, all the research, there's tons of research. Milk thistle has been around for thousands of years.
Mm-hmm.
We're going way back. We're talking AD when a Greek he was actually an herbalist.
Okay.
Maybe
Hippocrates or something like that.
It wasn't the ones we know of.
Okay.
But there's tons of research. Again, I keep repeating here, but milk thistle, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Artichoke, same thing, is known to detox the body.
Yeah, now artichoke, I think, doesn't that have, and we talk about this too, I want to talk a little bit more about artichoke because that's a rarer one. You don't always see that in a formulation. But doesn't that have like fats in it? And I know there are good fats and bad fats. Or is that the reason it's in there?
Oh, it does. Yeah, naturally, there are fats in there, and it's good fats. And I always say nature doesn't make mistakes on its own. And
right.
Fat is there for a reason,
mm-hmm.
and it's very essential. And I would say fat is your friend if it's from nature.
Okay.
If it's man-made, it's not your friend.
I like that.
That's the difference.
Fat is your friend if it's from nature. If humankind has messed with it and processed it, quote unquote, then it may be your biggest enemy. And we're seeing that. We see that in, you know, they're trying to get some of these bad fats. I mean, you got to realize they're reacting it like with a nickel catalyst and all kinds of exotic heavy metals and weird. I mean, you start looking at, oh my gosh, okay, well, we want this fat to, you know, never harden or go rancid. Well, then it's not really a fat anymore. It's Frankenfood. So,
the body doesn't recognize it or process it. But artichoke is
alive. It's alive.
Isn't it?
Oh, no. I'm going to put that. You got to put that. After you get done processing this food product, all the stuff that you used in it, you have to put in the biohazard container, but then you're going to sell it to me to put in my mouth. Mm-hmm. Okay, Mr. Dennis with your mercury. All right. Yeah, I get that. Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah, I'll just do whatever you say and pay you a bunch of money, and I'll feel good at first, and then I'll slowly die. Okay, anyway, enough of the dramatics here.
I will tell you this, Mike. This is important for us to know. As far as on the what they call ORAC scale.
Now, what is ORAC? Because I mean, a lot of the listeners know, but oxygen. Go ahead, Chris. I'm going to put you on the spot. Oxygen radical activation, usually
activation.
Comparison compound. Yeah.
There you go.
All right. And somebody can correct me on that. You guys can look it up. But ORAC is basically the oxygen radical, you know, the activity of, yes.
Correct. Antioxidants. It's regarding antioxidants.
Antioxidant. Yes.
And as far as on a scale, what food in our, you know, environment or in the United States here has the most antioxidant protection? And artichoke, believe it or not, is number 5.
Wow. Wow. Yeah,
and that's,
I know,
pretty cool.
They bring in, again, like on the curcumin, sometimes when they get the oils. And again, when we're looking at this now, this is basically oils, correct?
Yes.
Okay. When you do these processing, supercritical processing, and I'm not going to get into all the detail on that, but that's using carbon dioxide, and then you guys use other extractions too, natural, no chemicals. I mean, we're talking water, maybe alcohol, supercritical, all the good stuff. And when you do that, you really potentize these things. You keep them fresh. with the DART technology, digital analysis, real time that we have available. You can test and see all the components and how they're working and what they're doing. So, again, there's a lot of technology with this. You can really see what's in the botanical when it's fresh, peaked, you know, peak harvest time, and then make sure that that gets into the encapsulation. So the artichoke, again, we're looking at an oil that's potentized. It's very fresh. It's got all the good fats in it. It's got all the other compounds. And then we're going to look at dandelion. Now, is that the root? Is it where does that come from?
Well, it also comes from Turkey. That's okay. Where all the components come from. It's dandelion leaf.
Leaf.
Not
okay.
The leaf.
All right.
Correct. And again, you know as well as I, there's so much research on dandelion. It's I call it a liver tonic.
Yes. And we sell a product called, I think, Dandy Root. And we sell that. Just people, they make a tea, the dandelion tea. Oh, my goodness. The root, the leaf, all of it. And people can, the dandelion leaf is extremely healthy to eat. Yeah, the weeds in your yard, as long as you're not putting the herbicides and pesticides down, they're actually very beneficial and very, very good for you.
And that's big in the Greek diet, for example. They're boiled dandelion greens.
Or put a little bit in your salad. I mean, when you do salads, you can do all kinds of different greens. And I think sometimes people think, okay, well, spinach salad or, you know, why not do a combination and get that holistic go out in your yard as long as, you know, it's clean and there's, you know, rinse it off, bring it in and stick a couple dandelion leaves in your salad and you can laugh at all your friends and they'll be like, boy, this is a little tasty leaf in here. I'm like, yeah, I got that out of my front yard. And don't tell them that your dog goes to the bathroom out there, but yeah, I got out my front yard, not the back. But you can do it. I mean, people are afraid to do that. Remember, I was at Yul Gibbons or whatever that would go out and just eat and, you know, forage. Again, be careful. Don't just go anywhere because, you know, you never know what's been put down. But if you know it, you can go out and pull the leaves off your dandelion and eat it. So anyway, or you could take this pill, which is going to be much more potentized and standardized. And again, I'm sure you've got a proprietary formulation here. Is there anything else in this formula, or is it just the big four here that we're talking?
The big four, milk thistle, dandelion, artichoke, and lavender leaf.
And percentage is not one-to-one. It's proprietary. You've got a little bit more. What's in it the most? I'm sure you can tell me that.
Milk thistle.
Okay, that would make sense. Okay.
And then we've even amounts. Milk thistle is 600 milligrams for two capsules, and the company suggests two daily.
It's two daily. Okay, so would you do one in the morning and one in the evening, or if I'm lazy, can I just take two in the morning?
You can do that after meals.
What about children?
Children, I would do half the dose.
Okay, so they could maybe just take one, and that would be children, over 100 pounds, over 75 pounds, maybe 10 years. Is there a limit? Obviously not a one-year-old.
Correct. No, that we don't want to do. But a child 12 and over.
Okay.
12 years old, starting at 12, they can do one.
Okay.
And a teenager can do the two.
Oh, the teenagers probably need three or four with their metabolism.
Correct. That's what I wanted to mention.
Yeah, let's segue into that. Yes.
If there are liver issues, then I would suggest doubling up, two twice a day or one four times a day.
All right. And with or without a meal?
It's best with.
Okay, now. So you've got some liver issues, you got a fatty liver, we know this is all really good for that. You're going to take, or for maintenance, just maybe even one a day. I do that with a lot of different supplements, and I have tried this product, and I kind of bring it in and out because I have to try other liver tonics and stuff. So it's a matter of me, you know, and this is one of my favorite ones. When I'm not testing or sampling a new product, I'm back on this one as my standard because it is potent. And you really can feel it. So tell us, I want to know just a little bit more about this product. What should you expect when you do, we're not going to say for this product, but Chris, when you're doing a liver detoxifier, rejuvenator, tonic, what should you expect from doing something like that?
Well, for most, everyone's different, as you and I know. But for most people, they should notice better, a little more energy.
Energy.
And skin-wise.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, yeah, but the main thing, those are the two main.
Well,
we know this I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I would think there'd be maybe a little clarity of mind because of the lavender, and when your liver's clogged up, your brain's kind of clogged up. So I would think you'd have a little clarity of mind, and very possibly, I would think, and I've noticed with liver tonics, it sometimes helps with even your bowels, because when your liver's,
thistle is known to help digestion. So
right.
So is then.
Exactly.
So definitely.
So you're
going to, in fact, that's what I was going to go on to say is, mm-hmm. like I mentioned earlier, toxic liver, toxic mind.
Mm-hmm.
So clearer mind, clearer thinking, and we don't think of that regarding liver product. We think, oh, we need a brain supplement. Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
The liver is the master organ.
Yes, it is. And, it's your big filter. Yes.
It is. And we know it can rejuvenate.
Oh, yes. Unbelievably. I am amazed because I have customers, their liver, they come in, their liver's trashed. I mean, they're like, I'm going to die. And I'm like, yeah, you can. You keep doing this. You may die. And the doctor's like, you got 6 months left. You know, you're in bad, bad shape. You know, and they maybe have cirrhosis or whatever, but it is amazing. And it takes time. Again, with most supplementation, it's not going to happen overnight. It takes time.
No.
But that liver, you'll start feeling.
Sorry, go ahead, Mike.
No, what'd you say? Go ahead.
The human body is a phenomenal thing.
Yes, it is.
And it's not meant to make mistakes. On its own?
Yes.
But should I say it's our fault? Most of us, we're not aware of what we're doing, or the things we are doing are incorrect because we haven't been taught by the appropriate people.
Yeah.
We've been taught by you know what industry. And I always tell my clients, or I did tell my clients when I was doing nutritional counseling, is I can't tell you what to do. If I were you, here's what I would do. If a doctor tells you something, and this is where I have to be careful, Mike, if a doctor tells you something, you might, and I emphasize might, want to consider the opposite.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm going to say that.
And again, let's state here, too, anytime you supplement, let your doctor know. Tell your doctor that, hey, I'm taking this for my liver. I want to try it out. You know, maybe you have something better. But this, again, this is something that you could do, I guess, as a daily adaptogenic tonic. You could take it kind of prophylactically or preventatively. If you do have liver issues, talk to your doctor, your qualified healthcare practitioner, and say, hey, you know, I want to do this to help rejuvenate my liver. And I know they use milk thistle big time in Europe. If you're a heavy drinker, maybe smoker, or you're around toxins and you want to support your liver, if you feel like you're clogged up and tired and all of that, any of these. And again, this is a phenomenal supplement. Basically, I think what I'm trying to say is, you know, when you have liver issues, we know that these particular botanicals are extremely beneficial. Here's a formula that you might want to try to see if it fits you and fits your body and the way you are, because everybody is different. How's that sound, Chris?
That is very good. I just want to
emphasize,
too, milk thistle, we know about our master antioxidant called glutathione.
Yes.
And milk
this pushes
thistle,
it.
Actually, correct. It pushes it. It preserves it. It helps the mass antioxidant glutathione.
Awesome.
And that's one of the keys. Glutathione, we know.
It is. And guess what, Chris?
Yes.
We're out of time.
Hands up.
All right. Yeah. Beep, beep, beep. The alarms went off about 30 seconds ago. Hey,
thank you,
Chris. And this has been a pleasure. We'll be talking soon.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mike.
Life just got a little better thanks to Merriman Earth.